The Maine Supreme Judicial Court has reaffirmed a lower court's decision, which invalidated the candidacy of Republican U.S. Senate hopeful Max Lynn. Lynn is a financial planner. He lives in Bar Harbor. He'd appealed a ruling by Kennebec Superior Court Judge William Stokes, who found that the Secretary of State acted appropriately when he invalidated a number of petition signatures submitted by Lynn's campaign. The Secretary of State's review left Lynn 10 signatures short of the 2,000 he needed to qualify for the ballot. The review was triggered by an appeal by Lynn's would-be primary opponent, State Senator Eric Brakey of Auburn, which submitted evidence of widespread irregularities, including the signatures of dead voters. Ultimately, the Secretary of State invalidated 258 of Lynn's original total 2,248 signatures. Secretary of State Matt Dunlap said in a statement that it's too late to scrub Lynn's name from the ballot, but that voters will be notified he's no longer a valid candidate at polling places. Lynn has not yet indicated if he'll appeal today's ruling in federal court.